I'm Lena Hampton.
And I'm Logan Chandler.
Welcome to That's So Meet Cute,
a true love podcast about the pivotal moment in a person's life when they find their love.
Every couple has a meet cute, whether they're high school sweethearts or met online. They all have a unique love story.
Meet cutes aren't just for couples. We discuss all types of love, like when best friends meet or when someone finds their passion.
This episode is about Amanda and Bill, and here's their talented daughter with our opening song.
Ooh, you're the home that I've been needing. Ooh, them butterflies got me feeling. Ooh, you're the home that I've been needing. Ooh, them butterflies got me feeling in love with you.
It's Lena, and I have thoughts.
It's Logan, and I have opinions.
And we'll share those thoughts and opinions on our new podcast, Hear Me and Hear Me Good.
You'll get to hear our unfiltered takes on TV, movies, and pop culture in general on our new podcast.
Sometimes we'll have special guest hosts, such as when I want to discuss the comic book geek stuff that Logan doesn't watch.
I mean, it's on. I'm just not dedicated. I'm not invested.
Yeah, so it's no fun discussing it with someone's not dedicated.
Or when I want to discuss Put a Ring on It, which Lena doesn't care about.
We're going to kick off the show discussing one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, a show I love despite the trash singles the expert match with their victims.
Not trash and victims.
Okay, listen, a couple of seasons ago, that young lady had to go to work at her school as a teacher and hear all about her way too tall husband who was out at the club with other women. He was stanky, rotten trash.
He was stanky, rotten trash. And I'm just going to say right here, right now, if you've not seen what happens in Vegas with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz at the end of the movie when the friends go and punch him in the nut.
That, wait a minute. That is my favorite scene in a movie.
I'm telling you. That tall piece of a person, I will punch him in the balls if I see him. But for more brutally honest opinions, listen to our new pop culture podcast, Hear Me and Hear Me Good.
Hear Me and Hear Me Good, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm excited to hear Sammy K's parents' love story.
I know you're excited. You're always excited. And I'm excited because there are parts of their story that I cannot wait to hear your reaction to.
That kind of scares me.
Because I had some feelings, so I know that you're going to have some feelings.
Oh, buckle up, meet cuties.
Okay, so here we go. It's Amanda's senior year, and prom is coming up. She'd been dating one of her coworkers at Fazoli's, and they were going to go to the prom together. They had gotten their tickets and picked out his tux and all that jazz. But his parents wanted to meet her before they went to the prom. So one evening, she goes over to his house to meet his parents. One thing leads to another, and his parents leave, and then he needs to run some errands. So she somehow ends up babysitting his younger sister.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, it gets better. So because his car wasn't running and he needed to run those errands, he took Amanda's car. And then he returns 3 hours later.
What errands did he need to run at that point? She could have went home.
But who would have been watching his baby sister?
That is not her problem.
Wait a minute. But wait. There's more.
No.
A couple of days later, she hears it through the grapevine that the errand he was running was a date with another girl in her car. He took another girl out in her car.
This is what I said when I said he would make the episode, because that's it. That's it. What prom? I don't even know you anymore. Let me over here watching your little sister while you take my car. He didn't have her come over there. And mom and dad must have had a date too. Was it the second prom date option? You know how they do on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor? You meet the one girl and you spend time with her and the parents tell you what they think. And then you go off and you meet the other girl. At least to my understanding, because I really don't watch The Bachelor. I just watch other people post about it.
As the kids would say, it's sus. So, and to your point, they did not go to the prom together. But as I said, they had already picked out his tux and he had already paid for it. And then he had no prom date because, I don't know, he also didn't go to the prom with the other chick. So he ended up having to wear the tux to church.
Deservingly so.
I know. That's some sweet revenge. So this all happens about a week before prom, and Amanda finds herself looking for a prom date with 1 week to go. Her friend, who wanted to double date for prom, suggested Amanda go with one of her boyfriend's friends. When she said that, I automatically thought about Granny and Pampa.
Yeah, I told you, hookups from a friend are my favorite.
Though Bill and Amanda went to the same high school, it was really big, and he's a couple of years older than her, so they didn't know each other in high school. When Bill's friend mentioned that his girlfriend's friend was looking for a last-minute prom date, he said, sure, because he had missed out on going to his own prom.
Oh.
They arranged a meetup to pick Bill's tux out. On that day, he ends up in the emergency room, dehydrated from food poisoning.
What? Okay, at this point, don't even go to the prom with nobody, girl. I don't even know if you should go.
Well, here's the thing. He got pumped full of 2 IV bags of fluid to get him rehydrated, and he still made it to go look for a tux. She did not know that he had had food poisoning until a couple of years into their marriage.
Wow.
He didn't mention anything. It didn't stop him from going to meet her. And at that time, when he showed up, Amanda just thought that he was kind of pale and wasn't eating because he was broke. But in reality, he was just still nauseous. And for the record, Bill wasn't broke either. He was working for his small Indiana town's Parks and Rec. So he was super glad that he did not back out. And to quote him, he walked into his friend's house and Amanda was sitting on the couch looking like an angel.
Oh, did he get them butterflies?
He said that he couldn't believe his eyes, that while she may have thought that he was pale, he thought that she had a really nice tan and was so pretty, way out of his league compared to the girls that he'd dated previously. They both kind of went into prom thinking that they liked the other from that first meeting, but if the feeling wasn't reciprocated, they would maybe at least be friends. Because after all, their friends were dating.
Right.
And she was looking to having a really fun time with this new guy that she had met that was nothing like the guy she normally dated in all of the best ways. And Bill could only think about the beautiful girl that he had just met. Prom is great, and they're perfect for each other because Bill is kind of quiet and Amanda is rather talkative. This was the second time that I thought about Granny and Pampa.
I was going to say, I feel like this is like it. And this is why friends can do a good job at least putting you in a room with someone who they feel would compliment you and you would compliment them. Good friends do.
So prom was the first of many dates. After a couple of years of dating, they decided to get married and set a date for late March. Your birthday is in late March. So I'm sure you can tell me, without having to Google it, what the weather is normally like that time of year.
There is no normal. I could either have a blizzard, or it could be rainy, or it could be nice.
The late March weather is somewhere between freezing and chilling.
Right.
And that is part of the reason why Amanda chose a wedding venue with a fireplace. The other reason was for the beautiful wedding photos in front of a crackling fire. Amanda also planned for tons of balloons to decorate the space. Because they were on a budget and helium rentals weren't as common back then, the balloons had to be blown up the old-fashioned way. Luckily, Bill's nephew, who was also his best man, was up for the task. Everything was perfect. The venue was all decorated. Amanda was in her gown with not a hair out of place, and the fire was going. The ceremony was ready to begin. Amanda starts down the aisle, and the best man drops to the floor and is passed out. Unlike the usual March weather, that day it was in the 70s. So between the unseasonably warm weather, the fireplace going, and him expelling a lot of air, blowing up a ton of balloons, he got lightheaded. But I cannot tell you how pissed I would be at somebody passing out when I started walking down the aisle. And I wouldn't even care. I know that
sounds
mean. Somebody
better drag him by his ankle off the stage, exit stage left. I'm just saying, as matron of honor, I would have crossed the aisle and I would have dragged him off stage, and somebody come get him some medical attention, because we doing this. She already out here. Now, if he passed out before you start walking, okay, we gonna hold you at the door. But you already on the runway? No, as your matron of honor, I got you. Don't even worry about it.
You didn't know that lifting weights was part of the regimen for bridesmaids and matrons of honor, so they can pull the passed out groomsmen off.
I've had to do some things behind the scenes at a wedding that I still haven't told the bride about. It's just as simple as that. I'm your girl. I got you.
Well, fortunately, they were nicer than we were, and they made sure that he was okay. And he regained consciousness fairly quickly, and they were able to proceed with the ceremony, which went off without any more hitches. And they have now been married for 25 years and have 2 children, including our very own Sammy Kay.
Oh, that's so sweet. I don't think we have those as much anymore. That may be something that's going away. That whole, your friend introduces you to someone and you're still like at that teenage age, which I consider that to go all the way through to 20.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that there's a few reasons why. One, the whole cell phone, social media aspect of that, it's less likely that you are going to have friends that your friends don't know.
Right, right.
Even if you know them from separate places. So, as we have discussed before on this podcast, I am a newly single woman and trying to traverse the dating world at a certain age during a pandemic is interesting, to say the least.
Like, you should have a whole series of books.
Based on this.
It should just be like a specific book, and it should be titled Dating Apps.
You know what? I have yet to have a character like that is on a dating app. They all have meet cutes.
Well, you have your meet cute on a dating app. I know.
No, I mean, like, they have worldly meet cutes.
We make you sound either real, super conservative.
I meant real world. Like, it's mostly real world meet cutes and not so much. Oh, I take that back. I have a short story on my website. It was a matchmaking service, which I wish really existed.
There are matchmaking services out there.
This matchmaking service that I came up with, it was like around Christmas time and they were running a special during the holidays. And the way you got matched was each of you supplied something that you would give to somebody you were in a relationship with. And the only thing that the other person would see on the site was what that gift was. And if somebody chose your gift and you chose their gift, it was a match.
That's really a really cute idea. I just really think that's a really cute idea.
It wasn't just that you posted the picture, you kind of posted it and explained what it was. So people kind of got to know something about you. Because I think the gifts that you give say something about you. I might post a link to it. So I'm only on 2 dating apps, and actually one is not a dating app. One is Facebook, their dating thing. So I matched with somebody, right? And I was bold enough to send a message, and I will read that to you. I wish I had some witty and charming opening, but I don't. So I'll simply say hello and ask an icebreaker. What's the first thing you want to do when the pandemic is over? My answer, see my mom. I've not seen her in well over a year. Do you want to know what the response I got back was?
What is the response you got back?
Thank you for your time and consideration.
Huh?
Exactly. I want you to explain it to me because I don't even understand. What is that man talking about? This is why I think that Spencer is the way for me to go.
What did he mean though?
I don't know, which says a couple of things to me. It says one, he didn't even read what I wrote because I literally asked a question that just didn't get answered. Do I even respond back to that person again?
No, you blocked them.
I treat them like they borrowed my car for 3 hours to go on a date with somebody else.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I needed to respond, and I have ADHD, so I forgot to come back to tell you what my answer was.
The one good thing about the Facebook dating thing is that you can see if you have friends in common. And we do have a friend in common, so maybe I'll just hit that friend up and be like, what is he like?
No, because he didn't respond.
He did respond.
That's not a response. You can't even answer. To me, I'm sorry, you're already showing me that you can't follow direct. That's why online dating, that's why I say I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again.
Since you are such a proponent of people being matched by friends, tell me this. How many single friends do you have that are worth dating?
I have a lot of single friends. Would I hook you up with any? No.
I said that are worth dating. I put that caveat in there on purpose. How many single friends do you have that are worth dating?
I don't know. I have to put them in front of me. I know I wouldn't set you up with any of them. I probably would lean more into Carl's friends. Because to be honest, over the course of the last 5 years, a lot of my friends got married.
So like, what do I do? First of all, your friends are still like young.
Are they like 30, 37, 38?
Yes, but still young. They might want to go out and do stuff. And I'm like, I just want to chill at home.
See, and that's probably why I wouldn't, because I got friends who want to go do stuff. And I'm like, I've done everything.
I don't know how much of me saying I don't want to go out is because I've been conditioned over the past year to not want to leave the house. Like hardcore, not want to leave the house. I wouldn't mind getting out the house because honestly, I do think that getting out the house makes me a better writer. And I'm not an outdoorsy person, like going on hikes and all that other stuff. Like that is something I wouldn't mind doing occasionally, but it's not my go-to. I'm not trying to go bike riding on a regular basis or kayaking or any of those types of things. I don't know. Well, I say this, you're laughing. I say this because as I'm scrolling through pictures on these dating apps, I'm seeing pictures of people who do this, and that's just like, I'm swiping left. I don't know if you're trying to show me how fun and active you are, or is this something you really want to do, but I am not trying to do that. I don't know. But I have hope that I will find someone because Paige from our previous episode, go ahead and tell the people what you're about.
I'm just saying some things, it just seems like a meet cute in the making.
Paige did a tarot card reading for me.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, yes. What was that like?
And so you saw the video of the reading, right? You watched it, right? I sent you the link.
Mm-hmm.
She did one of the things that she said, one of the cards that she pulled, said that there would be a man coming into my life. It could be interpreted that it would just be me tapping into my masculine energy. And I'm like, I'm already well tapped into that, which is probably part of the problem. And then the other dating app I'm on is Bumble. And I've only gotten one match on there so far. I messaged them because on Bumble, the woman has to message first.
Yes, I have a friend who used Bumble and that she liked that about it.
Yeah, because then it also allows for me to like have a real message versus generally when a guy messages you, it's, hey, that's the totality of the message. Hey.
They have zero substance.
I know. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So we will see. I'm thinking about branching out into more dating apps, and I'm hopeful that with the vaccine that will mean some things change. And push comes to shove, we have just discovered that I could just write my own dating app.
You just need to find someone who is going to love you as much as George Bush loves Michelle Obama.
That is impossible. Not gonna happen. Just not gonna. Okay, but wait a minute. Can we talk about for just a hot second here, Michelle Obama at the inauguration?
Let me tell you.
Why did she do that? Why did she do that to everybody? She showed up and she was like, hair, fly. Outfit, fly.
Belt, fly. He was the last president. Nobody even cared. I don't even know what color tie Barack had on.
Was he even there?
He could have been hologram. He could have been hologram for all I knew.
Because all I could see was her. I saw one news clip where they were showing her getting out of the car. And the newscaster was going on and on about her. And then said, oh, yeah, and I think that's Barack there with her. I was like, same. So much same. And when she came walking down those stairs, I was just like, is this inauguration or is this a runway? Because I was confused.
Right. I mean, and the length of the coat, I'm sorry, that played a major role in all of it.
She was doing it. She was like, no, I ain't buttoning this coat. You got to see this belt. I want my 2021 to be Michelle Obama at the inauguration. That is my sincerest hope.
I love that. I agree with that.
Is there a particular story you want an update for? Or do you have a comment or message for us? You can leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/TSMC143.
You can find more info about Lena Hampton, Logan Chandler, and musician Sammy K, as well as photos of our guests or any mentioned links from the episode on our website, thatsomecute.com, where you can also sign up to be on the podcast.
Follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at TSMC143, which is shorthand for That's So Me Cute, I Love You. We'd love it if you left us a review and shared our podcast with your friends and family. And remember to subscribe to That's So Me Cute wherever you listen to podcasts so you won't miss a single episode. Until next time, remember, the greatest thing is love.
That's So Me Cute was created by Logan Chandler and Lena Hampton with music by Sammy K. See you later, Meet Cuties.